Hi, thank you for holding, Jeremy. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's close to Friday now, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yes. And I see you're a bit newer in business, right? You have about 7 months?
Yep.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going for you?
Started out a little slow. I've had some health complications that kind of has put me in the hospital for 2 weeks. So I kind of
had to hear that.
On all that. But got a lot of movement in the works right now to get a huge influx of leads to kind of jumpstart it all back up.
Uh-huh. Okay. And everything's good now with your health? You're A-OK now?
Kind of. I'm currently still in the hospital.
Sorry to hear that.
We're planning on getting me home and out of here tomorrow. So.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I hope all of that definitely works out on your end. And for your business side, I mean, since you've been in the hospital, I mean, what do you currently do now for marketing? How do you get new clients, or has everything just been on pause?
It's at least for the last 2 weeks, it's been on pause. I could have scheduled people 3 weeks out, but my schedule is not really a normal schedule when I'm in the hospital because I got nurses, doctors coming in, all that.
Of course.
So it's really been on pause right now. But once I get out of here, I'll be turning on, I use Angie Leads. For a majority of them. But between that, I do Facebook. I did a little bit of Google ads. But, you know, when everything, I had to put a pause on it, I didn't have money coming in, so I couldn't put any into it.
Okay. How did you like Google ads? Was that working well for you?
Yes and no. It was getting my name out there. But the small marketing company that I was using at the time for it didn't really listen to what I had to say. Like, you've seen my, well, you may not have seen my website, but Lulu's.
I am on it right now. It's
and,
nice.
And so, like, I wanted that to be, and I know Google's specific with their landing pages and stuff, but the landing page that Google and this little marketing company had done for me was just very bland, very basic, and very boring. And just the clicks that I was getting, people would get on there and they'd spend a minute and then they'd leave.
Why didn't they use the one that you have now, or is this a new one?
This is the same one. And that was my thing. I was like, I want to use my website. But they're like, no, Google really likes you to just use their landing page.
That's not true, by the way.
But it's not working.
Yeah. You can use your website. Google has no issues with that. Yeah.
And that's what I thought.
Yeah, they don't. We've been in business for 18 years, you know, and never once have we ever had any type of issue with somebody wanting to use their own website. Google doesn't care, you know. It doesn't have to be their landing page. Absolutely not.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, the package that I think would be best for you, first of all, it is an exclusive listing. So as soon as we do start working with you, we close out the category. So we don't work with anybody else that does what you do in your area. These are calls that go directly to you. There's no sharing of leads either. So you don't have to worry about any of that. Now with us, we do Google ads as well, but I don't think that's the best option for you. But if you'd like me to tell you more about it, I can. I think what would be best for you is putting you where that local map section is.
Is that like the Google local ads thing? A little bit into it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's considered local ads, but it's the local side of it. Because when somebody searches in your area for one of your services, which is going to be a keyword. So, you know, you're going to get to pick up to about 15 keywords. We tell you what's searched the most in your area. So when somebody searches for one of these keywords, not even your business name, just keyword, that's when your business pops up on the first page of Google where that local map section is. So that's unlimited calls, that's unlimited clicks, all of that. That's, you know, it doesn't matter how many you get, it's included in there. We do take care of you on Bing, voice recognition, which is Amazon Alexa, Siri. We also do Facebook ads, which work really well. Do you have a Facebook account by any chance?
I do. Okay. And I did do some ads on there, again, with that marketing company. Excuse me. And on my
Okay.
own.
Okay. What were your results with it?
Oh, I a ton of impressions. My call, my CPC was not very good. It was like, mm-hmm. for Facebook, it was really high. I was anywhere between 80 to 100 CPC. Which from what I've understood is really high for Facebook. But I almost had better ROI on my personal ad that I did versus mm-hmm. what they were putting out for me. Cause I've learned that the ad companies, they like to learn stuff and they grow and they build off of what you put in. And I understand that. But mm-hmm. when something's in a learning phase, wouldn't it
yeah.
make sense to keep it in the learning phase to let it learn, not shut it off and start another one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what they were doing, was it would get out, like past the learning stage, just out of it, and they'd turn it off. And then they'd start a brand new one and let that one. I'm like, is that really effective?
What was the name of the company? Do you remember?
Digitized Deals, I think is what the company was called.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, they might not really know what it is that they're doing either.
It's really two guys. One guy's got a sales background, one guy's got the marketing background, so they partner together and throw a whole bunch of promises at you, and then it just
They probably work out of their garage or an office at their home, possibly.
Well, the one guy, every video call with him, it looked like he was on his couch, and the other one was in an office in his house.
So. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. See, our company, we've been around already for 18 years. We're partnered with Meta. We're also partnered with Google. We have a certification with Google, which I just sent you over a text message of. We're only one in 40 companies in the United States that has this certification because we have to provide certain results to our clients. When it comes to Facebook ads, we do direct target marketing. So we only target people who have already actively been searching for your keywords on the internet. We do target income levels, age groups, as well as locations that you're looking to get work. Those keywords, we do have a full-on research team that research your area, lets you know what searched the most based off of the services that you offer. So we know what we're doing on that end. But we do include Facebook ads, which they do work really well. Our Facebook ads are between 10 cents to 50 cents per click. So we do get it at a fairly good price as well. Now, for cost-wise, it goes off of a flat rate, so there's no contracts. It's a month-to-month service. You're looking at $249 per month, and there is just a one-time setup fee of $99 for all of the programming. So initial investment today would be $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month.
Okay,
and that includes everything that I went over as well. Also a dashboard that's going to track everything. Also for the timeline, so you are aware about how everything would go from when you sign up. It's about 1 to 3 days. That's when you're going to get your onboarding call. The onboarding team goes into detail of your business information, make sure we have everything accurate and have your campaigns running the way you're going to want them to run. For your dashboard to be up and running, that's approximately 3 to 5 days. For Facebook ads to be up and running, that's going to be 7 to 14 days. And for your first page placement on Google, it's going to be approximately 30 to 45 days. Google is going to mail you out a verification pin to verify your business, and then you're going to need to get that back to us. But from there, we do maintain your first page placement.
Okay.
I know I said a lot. Do you have any questions for me?
No, maybe just some clarifying ones. So it's first page is Google, Facebook, well, Meta, which that's Facebook and Instagram, right?
It's not Instagram. So we have actually done ads with Instagram, and they did not work very well. Facebook is where it's at. That's the only reason why we stopped Instagram.
I looked into Instagram, and, like, I don't even – I posted on Instagram maybe for a solid month of just social media posts, and they – the only traction it got was my mom. So
exactly. We saw the same thing.
So Facebook, Meta, Facebook, first page of Google.
If you need us to make you a Yelp page as well, we can also do that for you. So it'd be Yelp, also Bing, Facebook dashboard, and first page of Google. That's what it would all include.
Okay.
Now, I know you have your website already, which is great. You know, if you want to use your website, we can use your website. If you want us to build one for you, we can also do that. It's not a simple website either, but it's completely up to you. Whatever you would want to do is fine.
And does, now let me ask you this, does that website, is that part of the $249 a month?
Yes, it's part of it.
Okay. Because I use another company, I don't know if you've heard of them, they're called Thrive.
I have, yes.
So that's who set me up with, that's who's doing my social media posts, that's who does my website. And that they do a lot of other things, it's hard for, they're so complicated with how their stuff works that it's almost more work than it needs to be. But my concern with that is because they hold my website. Is I was behind on 1 month payment before, and they didn't give me access to my website. So I couldn't even pull up their dashboard to get in to edit my website or any of that. And so I really like my website. So I'm afraid if I, like, cut the contract with them, because, to be honest with you, you guys are cheaper. and I'm going to get more value from you guys than I would them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just afraid that if I lose my website, then I'm going to have to start all over. But if it's part of that $249 and you guys would do that as part of that, that builds a little more value on my end.
Yeah, it would be included. So you, if you want to use what you currently have now with them until you cancel with them, then you just let us know when you want us to build that website for you, and we can get that up and running for you. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you think about everything? You want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Now, this is going to take me about 10 minutes, maybe 15 at the most. Let me verify that I have your information correct. Jeremy, what is your last name?
It's Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N.
I figured. I figured, but sometimes I'm wrong, so I just wanted to make sure. Okay. And what is your email address?
It is ccinc1000@gmail.com.
Okay. Let me make sure I got that right. It says it's right. ccinc1000@gmail.com, right? Okay, now this phone number that we're speaking on, is this going to be the number that you want your clients to call as well? So since you're thinking about this, I typically ask this question when I'm getting a little more information, but there is going to be a feature that's included, and it's completely up to you if you want to use it. It's a call tracking number. We would provide you with a phone number. Your clients call that number, but the calls still go directly to you. Text messages still go directly to you. But the reason why some people add this call tracking feature is because it records all of your phone calls, and it also has the option of when it kind of reduces spam calls, because when people call you, it's going to say, thank you for calling Collins Contracting, Inc. For new customers, press 1. For existing customers, press 2. So you do, right. You will have that option. So that's something to take in consideration if you want to use this number or another number, or if you want to add the feature or not.
Okay. Yeah, like the number that you call me on, and I don't know if you're located in New Jersey or if it's just showing me a local number for you.
It's the local number.
But
yeah.
I figured, because that's, I'm familiar with programs like that, and,
it's the VO, I forgot what it's called, but if you call back that number that I called you from, you're still going to get our office directly. So,
right.
And
so, I guess my question is, would my number be, I'd be able to like have a local Minnesota number, since, because that's one problem I'm running into when I get leads coming in and I call them, is my number shows up as a New Jersey number, and people in Minnesota don't typically answer numbers from halfway across the country.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to get people to pick up the phone sometimes.
Okay. So let me do this. My account management team, the onboarding team, are the ones that know more into detail about all of that. I'm going to write notes on the account. And when you have your onboarding call, you can decide, they'll tell you more about it, and then you can decide what option you want to go forward with. Does that work?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that then. Yeah. Cause they know more into detail. I'm assuming it will be a local number. I don't see why it wouldn't, but still I want to make sure that they answer that question correctly for you. All right.
I have an iPad that I use for estimates and stuff. And currently I run it off of a 5G hotspot off on my phone, but here hopefully in the next month, I'm going to be putting cellular onto my iPad, so that should have a local number.
Okay.
The one thing I don't know is if I can make phone calls off an iPad.
Yeah, well, maybe you can connect. I have no idea, but yeah, I'm going to have them see what we can do for you on that end, because it would be very helpful for you. Okay.
Yeah, that works out better than I'm all for it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. For a company name, I have Collins Contracting, Inc., correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, for the address, I pulled up your home advisor. Is it the address that's on there, the 7362 University Avenue?
Yeah, that is. So in Minnesota, you have to have a registered agent that isn't, like, an owner. And so that's technically, it's not a physical address. It's just a mail.
Okay. So Google is going to require a physical address to send out that verification PIN. So what address would you like them to send it to?
We'll do my home one. We'll do 3426 Knox, KNOX Avenue North. And that's in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay. The zip code that I show is 55412.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I am assuming you're going to want to hide that address on your Google Business Profile, right? Or do you want it to show?
I don't necessarily want people to have my home address.
Yeah. They're going to be showing up to your home.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. So I'll make sure to notate that as well. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to put anybody else other than yourself?
Is that something I can add later?
Yes, you can.
Then, yeah, just myself for now.
Okay, perfect. And so my account management team, they're going to research your area. And they're going to see what keywords are searched for the most and go over those keywords on your onboarding call. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
Interior painting.
Okay. Do you do exterior as well?
I do, but but we're kind of right now at the end of the exterior season.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not opposed to still having it on there.
Okay, I'll put it on there because maybe people will be curious. Yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
Even if they reach out, they know how our winners are. So, you know, we just schedule them for spring or something.
Okay, okay. So I have so far interior painting, exterior painting.
We do cabinets.
Okay.
Trim, accent walls.
Accent, A-C-C-E-N-T?
Yep.
Okay.
So that's the word I was trying to think of earlier. I was having a conversation with my nurse, and I just completely had a brain fart and couldn't remember at all what we were talking about. And accent was the word I was looking for.
I hate when that happens because you know the word. You know it. You just can't think of it. I feel you. Yes, it really is. It makes you feel really dumb because it's like, how do I not know? Yeah.
It's like the magic doorway when you walk into your kitchen, you absolutely forgot what you went in there for.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That happened to me earlier. Okay. Do you want to add anything else other than what we just went over? And you can always change and add as whenever you want, so you're not stuck with these keywords or key phrases.
Let's just stick with those ones for now. I can come up and do a scrape list or something of a whole bunch more.
Okay. Now, for your onboarding call, they're going to call you within an hour window. And the call is between 45 minutes to an hour long. So what does your availability look like tomorrow, Monday, or Tuesday if need be?
Well, tomorrow, I don't entirely know yet because I'm expected to get discharged out of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't know what time of day that's going to be.
Okay.
Monday would be wide open.
Okay. So let's do Monday. Do you prefer mornings or afternoons?
Mornings are fine.
Okay. So Monday, the earliest time that I have is between 9 to 10. Does that work or you want it between 10 to 11?
Let's do 10 and 11 just to case I'm not out of here.
Okay. Hopefully you are, though. I'm sending good vibes. Okay. I'm going to email you out the Google invite too when we're off the phone. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And
I know I've been here too long when nurses have had days off and come back and I'm still here.
Yes. And we're almost done on my end as well. So just, bear with me. Is your business licensed and insured? I don't know if your state requires it or not.
I'm not required to have a license. I am registered with my state, which can be looked up. I have a registration number and all that, and I am insured.
Okay, perfect. And you have a Facebook business page, so that's good on that end. Okay. All right, now the next thing is going to be asking you what target areas, so where do you want to get jobs? You can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Okay, let's do, that doesn't affect anything. It's just advertised.
Correct. I can also do just a mile radius if you prefer.
Can we do like a 30-mile radius?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Around
the 30-mile.
The 55412 zip code as like a center point.
Okay.
If possible.
Yes, I got that down. And for your hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
So I have a family that I like to spend time with on the weekends, so I don't work weekends.
That's good.
Mondays through Fridays, I mean, I'll work a Saturday if I have to, but I don't put that out there. Monday through Friday, I would say 8 to 6.
Okay, and I'm going to put Saturday by appointment only.
Perfect. That's what I have on my website.
Okay. Perfect. Now, for the card that you're going to use, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And for the name that it shows on the card, is it just Jeremy Collins, or is there a middle initial?
The middle initial is A.
Okay. And the billing on that card, is it the 3426, the North Knox Avenue?
I believe so.
Okay. And what type of card?
Say MasterCard.
If it's not, it's going to tell me, so don't worry. Okay. And I'm ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
All right. 5113-7976. 5485-2601.
And the expiration?
128.
128. The security code?
027.
Okay. Now, you have three options of a security question. We're going to ask you this each time just to, so you know that it's us calling you. You can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the first pet's name because the other two can be easily looked up.
Okay, cool. What is your first pet's name?
It's Chase, C-H-A-S-E.
All right, easy enough, Chase. Oh, cute name. Okay. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification, then we're going to email you and text you everything out. I'm going to show you the terms and conditions, which is everything that we basically went over, and then we're going to be done. So for the voice verification, it's going to be done on a recorded line. It's outlining the service agreement. So if you have any questions, just stop me. So, the first thing, can you state the name of your business?
Collins Contracting, Inc.
Okay. And state your name and title within the business.
Jeremy Collins, President.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why each time we're going to ask you that security question. Now, I'm going to send you over a text message. It's going to have our office line. That's the number that we're going to be calling you from. There's also my extension there, so I will also be point of contact. So if you have any questions, you can also contact me there. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? All right, perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So I'm going to kind of clarify this one for you because you did tell me you're working with Thrive. So basically, they're not doing your SEO because I don't see your business up on Google. But when it comes to search engine optimization, you can't have two companies doing the same thing because it's just going to mess up your company. You know, your company stuff, basically. So we just ask that if you do start working with another search engine optimization company, you need, just basically let us know. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today on the 26th in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th in the amount of $249. This is a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you contact us 3 days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Now, you're going to be receiving the emails and text messages right now shortly. We're going to be done in about 3 minutes. I know you're busy over there. Or they're looking to help you. Okay, let's see here. All right. Okay, so you're going to be receiving those emails and text messages. I'm going to send you out the terms and conditions right now, if you can open that up. Just give me one
second. Is that
second.
The terms of experience?
Yes, but I'm actually going to text it to you individually because it makes it easier to open. I just sent it to you. And pretty much it's outlining our agreement, which we're going to do that Google Business Profile for you. We're going to optimize it. And there also is that website if you do need it. You know, at any time I'm putting it in the notes, we can always make you one. Facebook page as well as your Facebook ads that we're going to take care of. It also goes into detail about what we charged you, what we will charge you as well after that. Nothing else, just that amount. There's also a seasonal hold feature. So if you do get busy with work and you just want to pause your service, you can pause it whenever you need to. Just give us a call. We don't charge you for that month. Just call us 3 days before your billing is due. Also, cancellation terms, you can cancel at any time. And the only thing I need you to do is, first of all, click the I Certify box, type in your name exactly the way that it looks with the capital letters. And if you would agree to receive SMS messages from us as well, just make sure to click on that box also, and then just confirm the signature. And it takes you directly into the dashboard, which is going to ask you for that username and password. We're going to be getting those for you, so you're going to get that in about 3 to 5 days. But as of right now, everything's set for you. I have you down as the morning call on Monday between 10 and 11. If you need to reschedule, you can always call me, you can text me, you can email me, whichever one of those is absolutely fine. And as long as I'm available, I'm going to be the one that calls you and introduces you to the account manager. But if I am on the phone, they're still going to call you regardless.
Okay?
All righty. Now, do you have any questions for me, Jeremy?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. And I hope you get out of there tomorrow.
Me too. It's been here long enough.
I know, I would imagine. I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm sending good vibes your way. I'll speak with you soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks. You too, Jeremy. Bye.